Hi, this is Saturday Java with Jason. I am Jason Coffee Man. This is where great coffee meets great conversations and great guests. This week we have Brooke Bishop. He talks about personal development and he's into coaching. He also can help people launch their coaching business that don't know where really where to go, how to get there, stuff like that. So I'm going to turn the time over to Brooke Bishop. And he can give you an introduction of what he does, who he is, and where he came from, and all that happy stuff.
Oh, well, dude, stoked to be here chatting with you today, man. Yeah, my name's Brooke Bishop. My world, my company, whatever we want to call it, the space that I play in. I work with coaches who want to build profitable businesses. So whether they're just trying to figure out how to start that, whether they're already in the game, or whether they're crushing it and they want to figure out how to go to the next level, that's our forte. So yeah, it's an interesting business and it's an interesting industry. We're seeing more and more people that love personal development, that love growing themselves, that are wanting to, whether they create it as a side hustle or they see it as a vehicle to get out of their job. So, yeah.
Now you're talking people that just want to go into coaching, but people are just getting out of school now. So a lot of those people don't even know where to go. They're either getting a high school diploma, the college diploma, or whatever you have that they're getting out of, even the trades. So it's not just the coaching that might be going to other businesses, other coaching places, but you have, kids getting out of college. So can you give advice to the coaches and the kids just getting out of high school, college? What advice do you give all those people?
It's a great question. So first point of advice would be get in the game. What I mean by that, I was 18 when I started in the world of personal development, both really digging in to grow myself first and foremost, right? So I was listening to the Bob Proctors and the Zig Ziglars and the Tony Robbins of the world and all the people we've seen on The Secret and that kind of thing. So my first piece is get in the game, start working on yourself. The second piece, if you truly have a desire to get into the business, I don't know if you have kids or not, but our kids are homeschooled. And so the rule with homeschool is you just need to be one chapter ahead of where your kids are at so that you can help support them and guide them down the path. And so when it comes to building the coaching side, if you want to be able to support other people, like, dude, I started my coaching business. I started in the coaching business when I was 18. And I was able to move people and get people to take action and to build an accountability and really start to hone my craft. So you don't have to wait until you're, 40, 50 years old, 60 years old with all this life experience. You just need to be one stage ahead of whoever your clientele is.
When you were 18, that was just a few days ago, right?
had hair.
Well, I'm not going to say nothing on that one, but yeah. So people out there right now, change the subject, but yeah, people out there right now who do want to get into the coaching and they are having a hard time. Statistically, the first few years are going to be the roughest years, no matter what business or anything that you plan. Plan on be kicking stones and pulling your hair out and everything like that for the full first couple years. But Brooke can really help you out and guide you too, whether it's the first couple years or you've been in it for a while.
Yeah, I was just going to say that there's the way I look at things. Can you build a successful coaching business without anybody else's help, without anybody else's support? Yes, you can. The question then becomes, how much time is it going to take? How much resources does it take? How much practice do you have to do? How much energy will you have to expend over the course of time? What we do is the benefit that we've had because of the companies I've had a chance to work with the marketing budgets that they had, that quite frankly, they're the largest ad spenders on the planet in the space. We got to learn a lot of really, really good techniques and strategies that can cut through so you can get to success and you can start getting leads or generate prospects and get clients that are paying really fast. And that's really where our edge or our niche becomes really powerful.
Now, the people that do want to become a coach, the people I talked to before said, oh, it took me a long time to become knowledgeable, to become good in front of people. You have to get experience talking in front of groups. You're not just going to become a coach and then the next day, next week, get on the TEDx. It's going to take you a while to get there.
And it depends on your approach, because I would also say you don't have to be a master front of stage speaker to go get coaching clients. Quite the contrary, actually. You just need to have, so, and here's one thing I will tell people, anyone who is getting in the game, if you throw the net wide and you say, I'm a coach to all people for all things, be prepared to have your rear end kicked, because that's going to be the toughest way to play it nowadays. You really want to have a specific niche or niche, depending on where you're at in the world, but you really want to know, like, here's the specific person with a specific problem, and this is my expertise to help you solve that problem. If you focus on that, you're going to go way faster, way further, and you're going to cut yourself a lot of the drama and the frustrations of being a coach of all things to all people.
Well, that goes for any business too. When you go to open a business, you want to have demographics. If you open a pizza place, you don't want to say, I want to serve everybody, because everybody is a lot. But if you say, I want to serve thin crust and only serve these people, you maybe have a fast in, fast out, only serve slices, that's fine. As long as you know what your niche is and how you're going to accomplish it. That's what you got to think of, is what am I going to do? How am I going to do this? And what is my forte?
Yeah. From a place of monetization too. So, you know, if we look as an example, like the medical community, you know, you hire a family practitioner, they're going to get paid a certain amount of money. You compare that to somebody who, let's say, is a plastic surgeon, like that specificity. And let's say you're a rhinoplasty plastic surgeon, like you're going to get even more that you can charge, because that specificity is where that's where you can justify charging more, because you're solving an acute problem versus like, oh, we'll help improve your whole life. Like that's very general. So you're going to get two things. One is you're not going to have as many leads, because no one's going to know what problem you solve. And number two, you won't be able to charge as much because it's not an acute solution.
Right. And there's coaches out there. There's life coaches. There's business coaches. There's people out there for money, stuff like that. You know, money coaches, all financial coaches, whatever you want to call them. So there's people out there like that. You want to find the right coach for you, but you also want to be the right coach that you had the most experience in and something that you like to talk about. If you don't want to talk about fitness, then you don't want to be a fitness coach.
Yeah. If it's your, here's one thing I would encourage people, whatever your biggest struggle is, don't make that your niche. Just because it's your biggest struggle doesn't mean that you necessarily want to go coach everybody out of that. One other thing that I'll hook in with that I think is just really pertinent. When I got my first degree black belt, when I was training in martial arts, super heavy, my grandmaster, when he handed me my black belt, he goes, now you go teach. And it was really fascinating, because all the years of learning up to the point of getting my black belt, compared to that first 6 months of teaching, I got 10 times the amount of knowledge from teaching than I did when I was actually in the game learning. And so there's this element of people who are into personal development. If they're into their own personal growth, it's a whole different level when you step into that space of coaching others. Like, you're held to a different standard, and you got to be willing to really do the work. Because if you think you're being held accountable as somebody doing personal growth versus somebody delivering or coaching other people on it, you're held to a whole new level.
And just one thing, I know it's kind of off what we're talking about, but I've done martial arts a little bit. I mean, I got just beyond my white. And let me tell you, it kicks your ass beyond belief. Like, you think going to the gym is hard. Go take a self-defense class. You work muscles you didn't even know you had.
So true. It really is true. Yeah, it's no, martial arts is no joke, but it's a great, so same time when I first got into personal development, I also simultaneously was getting super deep into martial arts. And so they went hand in hand for me in a really cool way.
Right. And so that's one thing is, like I'm saying, is like we're saying actually is, if you're big time into martial arts, then, you know, talk to, you know, become a coach of it. Be like, hey, look, you know, I can, even if you don't teach it, if you're not high enough in that class, because I know some places you have to be certain degrees of black belts and certain things like that, but you know, you could still bring it in and say, look, I want to coach. I want to be able to talk about this. I know a lot about martial arts. I know a lot about Taekwondo. And a lot of people out there would want to hear that, even if they can't take it. They would want to hear about it. So if you're big time into that or any kind of sports or anything like that, get out there, talk to people about it. Because if you're well knowing, then there's people out there willing to listen.
Very true. Yeah. And the reality, this is the other thing that I always find that's fascinating. There's a lot of people that will pull back because they think they need hundreds of thousands of people in order to run a business or a coaching business. The reality is for most people, they need like 10 people, 15 people, right? If you figure, you know, whatever your JOB earnings or income is, okay. So if you charge $500 a month to $1,000 a month per coaching client, you can very quickly do the math to figure out how many clients you need to replace that JOB. So there's a lot of interesting ways to look at it where the numbers don't have to be massive or huge, and you don't have to necessarily set your sights on becoming the next Tony Robbins. For most people that I see in the people that are in our masterminds that are in our community, most people are wanting to do, you know, 20, 30,000 a month. Now, granted, we have some people that are doing 200, 300, 600,000 a month, but they have different worlds, right?
It's a subscription. If you have 10 people, well, you charge $200 a piece, that's 2,000. But that's not 2,000 because they're coming back every month, every week, every month, every year. So it's 2,000 times the amount of times they come back. So you can't just look at, oh, well, one person is 2,000. No, that, you know, that one group can bring in 200,000 if it's done right. And plus the people they refer is even more money if you're good.
Yeah. And you're absolutely correct. Yeah. The MRR model or the monthly recurring revenue or like subscription models, right? There's ways you can play that. There's ways you can go in and do a, you know, 3-month sprint. And there's tons of different models and different ways you can do it. We really love on our side, we really love the hybrid model, which is one part modulated content, weekly Q&As, and then like a monthly one-on-one. If you have the right niche and you have the right solution matrix, you can justify really, really high ticket. And so there's some interesting ways that you can play and scale and build that out.
And what's great is you can make this kind of money, but there's one thing you got to do first. And that's to do any job or anything. You got to get off your ass and get the momentum going, because nobody's going to give you it. You have to get up and go for it. But once you start getting up, you're going to see how fast things start accumulating.
Yeah. And that's the other side of it is I think a lot of people that want to go into the coaching world, they want to have 15 different coaching certifications and they want to have all this credibility under their belt. And again, start, get in the game, start supporting, start helping people. And then as you go, here's the one thing I'll tell you about personal development. It's not a fixed window that you go, hey, I'm going to do A, B, and C, and I'm done. Like it's a never ending treadmill of growth and constantly learning. And there's no end in sight. Like I've been in the game for 25 years and I've worked with the biggest names and I've gone to every event under the sun. I've done every certification that's out there. It doesn't stop. So the important piece is get in the game, figure out who you want to help and start. Like just start.
And one of the big things is I say to everybody is, if you have to read the self-help books, get out there and start, just pick up a book, make your bed. I also read a book called Quit Your Day Job. I read all these self-help books because they do help you. Even if it's something like, I read a book called The High Five Moment, where instead of just giving, you know, your friends a high five, oh, you did that, good job. You know, go in the mirror, give yourself a high five. Because you never do that. You never congratulate yourself. A lot of people don't do that. Like, Brooke, when was the last time you actually said, hey, Brooke, you know, great job on that? I bet you it's been a while, huh?
Technically, part of my morning routine. So part of my morning routine is I have a whole series of breath work and meditation and pieces I do and movement. And a huge piece of it is charging up and sending love to the people that I care about. Another piece of that puzzle is also giving love to myself. So there's always a part of like, you're doing amazing. And I don't know if you're familiar with Ho'oponopono. Are you familiar with Ho'oponopono?
I heard of it.
So it's basically the, it's a Hawaiian piece of their culture, which is, I love you, thank you, I'm sorry, please forgive me. So there's these four elements and you can move them all around, but saying that to yourself is a really, really powerful process and a thing to do. So I do that every single morning before I kick into my day. So it's like my little version of a high five.
And if you are feeling down and you, I'm not talking depression where you got to take pills, but emotionally depressed, you feel low, you just lost your job, whatever. Do things that add value to your day. And even if you got to put a price tag on it, you know, I'm in my bed. That's $2. That's $2 worth right there. Oh, I took my laundry downstairs, did it. That's $10. Add value to yourself because everything you do adds up at the end of the day. But before you get out of bed, even before you start accomplishing your day, you know, make your bed. That should be the first thing. Everybody says that. I always say that. Get up in the morning, make your bed. Because at the end of the day, if you have a rough day and a very bad day, things happen. You come home, your bed is already made for you to crawl into. It's one less thing to do at the end of the day.
Yep. I love that principle. We actually had the opportunity to work with the gentleman who was the head of the Navy SEALs. He was one of my good friends. And his whole thing, I mean, their whole principle in the Navy SEALs is, how do you start your day? You make your bed, right? So it's like you set yourself up for success right out of the chute. And to your point, I love the high five concept, right? It's like, you've got to give yourself your own accolades because most of the world won't give it to you because they're all looking for their own from somewhere
else. Are you talking about Jocko Willick?
Not Jocko, but I'm very familiar with Jocko too. But another gentleman who is actually in charge of the entire Navy SEALs, who's an admiral. His name's Kurt Cronin.
Very familiar. I'm very familiar with him. I'm very familiar with Jocko, Andy Frisella. I listened to all those guys.
Goggins, all those guys.
Goggins. I read both of his books. If you want to be, if you can actually withstand the language barrier of swears, stuff like that, both of Goggins' books, I highly recommend, which is, the first book is You Can't Hurt Me. His second book is Never Finished. And if you can get through those books, those two books will actually change your life and change your focus on a lot of things.
Yeah, totally agree. Yeah. And speaking of language, working with Tony Robbins for 15 years, there's a lot of colorful language in his orbit. I'm not certain if you've been to any of his events, but he's a very passionate human being. We'll just leave it at that.
Yes. And I heard him on YouTube many times. I've read his books. So yes, and the thing is, we're not just throwing these names out. These names, these books, these people, if you actually listen to the podcast and you can actually get through the podcast without being too confused, the message they give and the messages that they push beyond just the swear, stuff like that, if you can get beyond that, the messages they push are amazing. They will change your life.
Totally agree. Yeah, man. So in terms of pieces for anyone who's out there that wants to monetize their message, or if they want to build their own coaching practice, or if they're looking to just take their personal development to that next level and they just want to really be able to help serve other people, there's solutions and there's we're here to help for anyone who's like, I don't even know where to begin or where do I go? What do I do? We're happy to help. We have a free training on our side that literally walks people through step by step. Like, how do I figure out what my niche should be? How do I articulate what my expertise is? How do I figure out where I should market? How do I figure out what I should do? Like, we literally take it down to, here, follow the step-by-step and poof, you got a business.
All right, Brooke, what was your first job?
My very first job was actually baling hay. So in the summertime, I would, down the street from where we lived, there was a farm and we'd have to go down with hooks, and man, that hay would just rip through our clothes and just screw up our arms carrying those hay bales, and we'd stack them inside of a barn. It was a butt kicker of a job.
What is your favorite food?
Favorite food, sushi. Heck yes. My kids would vouch for that.
What's your favorite season?
Ooh, favorite season? I love springtime. Springtime's after coming out of the winter and get out in the open water.
Who is your hero?
Ooh, I've been asked that one before. I've had so many over the course of time. I've also met some of my heroes and I wished I hadn't. Biggest hero, honestly, would be probably my mom and my wife, just because the life that they've endured and how they've shown up to it.
What's your favorite dessert?
Oh, cheesecake. Heck yeah.
What time do you wake up?
Ooh, 4:30.
What movie do you quote the most?
Oh, probably Zoolander or Talladega Nights.
Are you a night in or a night out?
Oh, I'm night in. I go to bed at 10 o'clock. I'm out.
Are you a thinker or are you a doer?
Both.
Do you learn by watching or do you learn by doing?
Both, but since I was a little kid, I was very fortunate where I learned from everyone else's mistakes, and that saved me a lot of trouble.
When you go swimming, do you tiptoe in or do you dive in?
I dive head first.
What is your guilty pleasure?
Guilty pleasure. My wife and I, we've been binge watching shows lately. So that's something I would say would be a guilty pleasure. But yeah, we've been watching For All Mankind. That's been our latest guilty pleasure.
What motivates you?
Ooh, seeing people light up, seeing people have aha moments in the martial arts world. When you see somebody break a board, it's that same kind of feeling where they get to have that just jolt of adrenaline. I get to see that in my business every single day. I get to see it with my kids, my wife, and the rest.
What is your deepest fear?
Oh, deepest fear would be leaving this earth knowing that I didn't do everything that I could to help humanity and that my legacy would be forgotten because I didn't show up.
How do you want to be remembered?
So we actually teach a process of helping people get clear on their virtues. So for me, it's funny. So we do this frequently. My biggest way I want to be remembered is somebody who is a giver. Free with my information, free with my time, free with my resources.
On your gravestone, what is something you would want written for people that don't know you?
Oh, dude, I want to be
like, oh.
A gravestone, he lived, he loved, he served.
And what do you care the most about?
I care the most about my family and I care about the people that I get to work with. I'm in a very unique position where I get to help a lot of people who are out there helping a lot of people. So yeah, the more people I can help, I get to have the impact and the ripple effect. I help one person, they're helping 400. So yeah, there's a lot of magic in that.
Okay, Brooke, I'm going to give you a moment to talk about whatever you feel like, whatever means the most to you. It could be your business, it could be family, it could be friends, it could be God, whatever means the most to you. I'm going to give you a moment to speak about that now.
Ooh, put on the spot. So I would just say this for anyone who's listening, if you're two things, one, if you've got a mission to serve, if you have a heart that truly desires to help other people, if you've got a message that you need to get out to the world, if you've been stuck in a space where you feel like you need a structure, you need a system so you can go take that message, turn it into something that could then become your mission and your business so you can leave the job behind, just know you're literally one system, you're one strategy away from being able to live out that mission. And so if this session today is of any inspiration, if you're going, man, if I just knew how to do that, not only does it exist, but we give it away for free so you have the tools to go do it so you can reach more people. So yeah, when you go back to what makes me happy, what turns me on, what makes me passionate about what we're doing, it's knowing that we get to help people at a very deep level. And in turn, we're able to literally transform and help humanity. I don't know if that was a minute or not. Rapid fire.
Well, I know we're a little bit over the time, but so Brooke, for people that want to get a hold of you, how do they go about it? Are you on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, website? How do they reach you?
All of the above. But no, anyone who's wanting, we actually have a podcast called Coaching Equation. So if you guys are wanting deeper tactical pieces, that does exist. And we're on Shopify and we're on iTunes. If you guys want to check out our website just to see all the various things that we can do to help support, it's empirepartners.io. So that's empirepartners.io. And there's a ton of free resources and tools and toolkits and you want to get in the game of personal development from a business standpoint, we have all the resources you need. So,
all right. I want to thank Brooke again. This has been Brooke Bishop, and this has been Saturday the Java with Jason. I am Jason Coffee Man. Until the next time, never let your coffee cup run empty.